Africa is both the cradle of humankind and the poorest continent in the world. Through public lectures, panels, visual and performance arts, and open dialogue, Eckerd College seeks to deepen the understanding of the ongoing violence and suffering in many African nations, as well as the transitions to peace and stability. Some events are at the college, and others, like last night's panel, will engage the local communities off campus. The curator of the Congo Women exhibit is Leslie Thomas, who is also the director of Artworks.
We are really interested in getting the world to understand about gender violence globally, and specifically in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and getting people to act and help out with this, which they can do by going to our website and linking to raisehopeforcongo.org. and getting involved with campaigns such as ending conflict mineral use.
The photography exhibit was aimed at making a deep connection with onlookers and had facts about gender violence on the reverse side of 7-foot-tall images of women and children who suffer in the Congo. Patrick Henry was on the panel and discussed how art exhibits, such as the photography exhibit, can connect people to a bigger picture of the community and the world.
The whole notion of what it means to be an artist is going to have to be radically changed. Art is far more than simply the action of that individual maker. It's not that person who is simply composing the music or who is sculpting the clay or the bronze or whatever the case may be, writing that great screenplay. It requires this collective action, a network of people coming together to kind of put that out there and make it a public thing that becomes appreciated ultimately as art. So even if you can't draw or you can't do this, you can't do that, you can think of yourself as being a part of that whole, of that collective whole.
Twig Matheny is studying photography and anthropology and has been to Africa. She thought that the dark theme was important for raising awareness.
I've been to Africa, and I've heard stories of things that happen to these people. The police, the ones that are supposed to protect them, just commit these horrible crimes against their own people. And it's amazing how people just don't realize that this is going on. It's interesting to watch people sometimes walk past some of the really more gruesome things. I think that it's important to sit there and take it all in. I mean, things like this happen because we're not aware. And the photography is amazing. I wasn't expecting these giant panels of photos. There's a small one posted on the website, and you come around the corner, and there it is, taller than you are.
Brenda McKnight is with Community Action Stops Abuse, a group that raises awareness about domestic violence. She found the displays of strong women in Africa enlightening.
To see that they're what they're going through and how they're surviving it, and it's just make my problems look small compared to theirs, and I'm having a hard time with the little stuff I'm dealing with, and to see what they're going through and they still trying to hang on, it's giving, you know, making me see how I can deal and cope through hard situations.
Aliza Punzelin Hall is the Director of Community and Media Relations for Eckerd College and is also the co-chair for the Plight and Promise of Africa initiative.
Well, throughout the year, we will be talking about Darfur in southern Sudan, the crisis and genocide there, child soldiers in Uganda. We'll be talking about sexual violence used as a weapon of war against the women and girls in Congo. We'll be talking about HIV, AIDS infection, some of the tribal differences that cause a lot of these atrocities. But we'll also be talking about the peace processes that are working. We'll be looking at countries like Ghana and Kenya, places that still need work, but those countries that are models.
She says that technology and art are not mutually exclusive, but must coexist to be the most effective for implementing social change.
It's a slower method of absorbing photographs than if you're clicking through online in a rapid way. Here, it's quiet. There are essays that accompany it. You can take a break from it, whereas with internet, we're so fast, and you're just, you're not getting the time to absorb or to engage in what's happening with the image. But I think you can't do just the internet, and you can't just do the photo exhibit. And that's why we have, with this initiative, film and lecture, so many different methods that when combined, we can reach more people.
For more information, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.